Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 2nd of August 2016, and this is the 411th Mole Out Loud podcast. Please excuse me if my voice becomes a bit odd. I seem to have a bit of a frog in my throat, a bit of snuffliness still from a cold, and I'd hoped that it seemed to be cleared about half an hour ago, but now it seems to have come back, especially for the recording. I'd like to say that I'm actually feeling perfectly well, and it's all show and no substance in terms of a cold. I've just come in from a really lovely little walk on Knocklofty. It's quite a steep hill to get to go up Knocklofty, and a friend of mine very kindly offered to drive us to the car park, which is on the same level as the lookout, which is about a third of the way up the hill. I think about a third. And it does have this nice little loop that doesn't really undulate too much. And it was just wonderful being up there and smelling the damp leafy mould and the eucalypt, and just not being on a pavement for a change, and being able to look at the view, which we kind of do because we go for walks usually twice a week in the early evening, and look at the lights emerging as it gets dark. So I feel revivified from that. I'm feeling quite unfit, I think, having not walked properly for the last couple of weeks. Or actually, I mean, it's longer than that. It's 3 weeks at least since I've been able to walk properly. And I can feel that my lung capacity is kind of diminishing. So just being out there was lovely, but I'm really, really looking forward to being able to walk up the hill as well. Today has been a really lovely day. I started by doing quite a lot of clearing up. The house has become really muddly, and I've noticed that my mind was kind of becoming increasingly muddled in tune with my environment. And part of it has been that it's just not been very comfortable to move very much. But then I think, having got into that state, I just had this terrible inertia about even starting to tidy because things had got into such a state. Doing that this morning really made me feel better. And I actually went out to the shed to do some work today, which I haven't done for a while. And of course, the clutter isn't out there anyway, so I don't know quite why I haven't been going out there, except that it's been cold, and staying in the house has meant that I haven't needed any heating because the sun shines through in the afternoon, in the morning, I should say, and heats the room up, so I don't need any heating. So that's been what I've been doing today. I've been out in the I've been tidying, and then I went out to the shed to do a little bit on the novel. And at lunchtime, I did my 20 minutes challenge, which is to do some work on Murmurs of Mole, either researching or brainstorming or actually writing a part of a Murmurs of Mole blog. And today I started researching around one of the ideas that I had brainstormed. So that was a lovely 20 minutes. It was totally self-indulgent, but it felt as if it had lots of leads. And there's nothing I like better when I'm writing Murmurs of Mole then leads that are going to take me to some strange places, and with any luck, bring me back again. So I've had a very, even though I feel as if I've done quite a lot today, I also went and did some more novel writing at the cafe. It's felt like a very rested day, and I needed it to be quite a slow day because Monday nights I'm always up late because of ringing, and I find it difficult to get up early in the morning on Tuesdays, but so I didn't. I just didn't get up early this morning, and I feel okay today, and I'm hoping I shall be tired enough to sleep well and go to bed reasonably early tonight. I do hope that you've had a good Tuesday as well, and that things have just been unfolding for you as they have been for me. After a not terribly brilliant start, they unfolded really nicely for me. And that if you need to rest, that you rest. And if you feel moved to some creative work, I hope that has been or will be really satisfactory and engaging. I'm sending you a photograph from Knocklofty today because I was so delighted to be there and to be able to take a photograph. So if you can't get out and about, please accept my view of Knocklofty as a little bit of outside, outside what? Outside energy, I think I'll say. Thank you very, very much for listening today. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.